When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on, hit that. Ooh, hit it nice. Ooh. Come on.
It doesn't hit that much, actually.
Come on. Nah.
It doesn't hit that much. Or my nose clogged. See?
Try again.
All right, let me hit it again.
Oh, shit.
You got to keep going until your candle mark. Yeah. There you go. All right, let's cheers.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. All right,
cheers. Cheers.
Ooh. I wonder how good that is, bro, for you sniffing this every single week. Shit, baby. Welcome to another NA5 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z. In front of me, my lovely co-host, bro, the best man in the world. 6'3, 175 pounds. Hey, they say he's 6'3 on the knock, bro. I don't know, but they say he's 6'3.
6'3.
It's your boy Austin, yo.
With an undefeated record of 50 wins and zero losses.
Here we go. Le llaman el güero de Guadalajara. Oh, wait, he's from Guerrero. Sorry. I knew it was a G, bro.
Play with me, bro.
Yo,
play with me.
And to my motherfucking right, bro, is a special guest of the episode, bro. He's been gone for a year, but he's fucking back. It's your boy Brian, bro. El Toro Ramirez. What's up, my brother? Dude, you've been gone for a full year, bro.
Yeah,
I miss you, bro. It was a pleasure having you on the first time, bro. I think it's been like, what, a year and a half since I last had you on? Maybe almost two years.
Yeah, something like that.
That was a banger episode, bro. If y'all want to go watch that, I forgot what it's called, actually.
We should put a military dude something caption.
Yeah. Yo, my man was in the military. Where were you, bro? He's been gone for a whole year.
I was in the Middle East over there with the camels in the desert. I don't know how much I could tell you.
Were you actually over there in the Middle East?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you think he was capping?
Dude, yeah. I was like, bro, okay. Like, okay.
You've seen my story.
Wait, you say you can't say nothing? What are you talking about? Like, specifically, where are you at? Come on, bro. Spill the beans.
This is classified information.
This is classified
information.
But you know if there's any military people watching, or if you guys watch this, you know, the Middle East, there's only a couple places you go to. One is like Iraq.
Yeah,
Syria,
Iraq.
Iran.
One of my coworkers was in Kuwait. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were somewhere there.
Yeah, in one of those places.
All right. What were you doing, bro? What was the reasoning why you were up there?
Just American presence.
Oh, okay, you know, okay.
Security.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, just we got to do what we got to do. Make sure no one wants to bomb us or bomb our...
Was it scary?
Scary?
Yeah.
Nah, being bro. Over there. If I'm going to be honest, I woke up at like 9 a.m. every day.
Okay. I thought it was...
So like, I'm not scared because I wake up at 9 a.m. every day, Amy, too?
I thought it was like very strict. Like, yeah, you know, 5, 4 in the morning, you got to wake up, boom, boom, boom. Or is that like just boot camp?
It was like that at first. They get pretty uptight to their military on.
Yo, Cisco sent a galaxy, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, Cisco.
Yo, Alyssa appreciate said, that. Thank you for your service, love.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I appreciate you for the support.
Dude, I appreciate you, Cisco. Bro, you're up next, bro. He's up next. He's dropping the galaxy. He's up next.
Oh, Cisco's the next guest.
Yo, so talk me through like one of your days, bro. Because like I was telling you off the podcast, like the regular person wouldn't ever experience something like that. It's only a select few that get to, you know, do all that kind of stuff, you know, protect the service, yo. So what was your day like?
So most days at first, it would start at like 5 in the morning. And then we would have to go outside and do a little army box, a little formation. And then we just wait for like the higher ranking people to come out and do accountability. Make sure everybody's alive. Make sure everybody's awake. And I ain't gonna lie, it was some bullshit, because why you gotta wake up at 5:30 just to go right back to bed?
Right. It's like discipline vibes, I'm assuming. Like, yeah, yo, they're hardening you.
Yeah, then our mission over there was pretty simple. It wasn't nothing complicated, like, especially where I was at. Y'all was chilling big time. There was not much going on.
Okay, I like how they call it that, like their mission. Like we have jobs, so like we do our jobs, but now they have a mission to complete.
That's my mission is not to crash on the way home,
bro. My mission is not to get electrified, bro. That's my mission.
No, but yeah, I mean from 5:30, after that I'll go to breakfast anytime between 5:30 to 8 before they close. Or if I would skip breakfast, I'll just skip breakfast.
What was the breakfast looking like,
you got
bro?
That gourmet meal?
Yeah, we got that five-star. They serve me on Pop-Tarts, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, it was a solid three-star.
Dude, I be seeing TikToks. It's like in a package, right?
No.
Dude, this man thinking y'all the Marines in the woods in fucking Japan, bro.
My brother, nah, that was not the case. I went a whole year without eating one of those.
What?
Because we had a dining facility.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. The gourmet. You know what I'm saying? You had chefs and everything.
Yeah, you could wake up, go in the morning, go get a breakfast omelet, like Waffle House.
Ooh, okay. Damn, my motherfuckers eating good,
you
man.
Can get like an egg white omelet, egg white scrambled eggs. You can get just five fried eggs. And every morning for breakfast, they would always have scrambled eggs, boiled eggs, French toast, biscuits, sausage, turkey sausage, Canadian bacon and stuff like that. It was never bad, honestly, but it got very boring. Like here at home, my mom would be making some amazing food.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And hey. I love to eat, so you know, she'd be whipping up.
Yo, so what do you call it, comrades, army homies? Yeah. I don't know.
We can say army homies.
Yeah. What if they pull up and they're like, by the way, sir, I'm vegan. Can you give me something vegan? Is that frowned upon? Like, are y'all looking at him like, dude, you kind of soft right now, son. You know what I'm saying? Y'all making fun of him? What's it looking like?
Yeah,
are vegans valid in the army or not?
They are. They're accepted.
All right, cool.
We don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Right. But like in private, all we do is make fun of them at all times. At all times.
Right.
Why the fuck are you vegan? Like what?
Is that like the lowest of the low in the military?
Bro,
like,
vegans, you got me fucked up. No, bro. We got some lows.
Like
over there.
Groups, like wise, like cliques, I would say. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like you have like emo people in there. Like, you know,
bro,
what I'm saying?
Like, is it like high school, bro?
Yeah, like you got people like with eyeliner or not?
Nah, you can't be doing all that kind of eyeliner stuff. But there are like a couple groups that, you know, we be making some interesting jokes that I can't really say out here.
Okay.
If you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
all right. So after breakfast, bro, what's it looking like? What else you get into?
So after breakfast, I walk back to my room, and depending what we had going on that day, I'd either take a quick nap being like 3 hours. That's a quick nap.
Damn,
that's
not
a
y'all quick motherfuckers nap.
You're sleeping.
Chilling, bro.
You're getting that right.
Yo,
bro.
If anybody wants to go to the military, bro, y'all eating omelets and taking 3 hour naps, bro.
And it's something, then just depending what we had going on, I would play Xbox.
Mm. I would see this man online. What? I'm like, isn't this man supposed to be defending our country? He's defending my hard point right now, bro. Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm training. I'm doing training for the real world.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy. Like, there's nothing special going on. We would do training. We would go to the range and shoot some guns. And
how's your aim?
Oh, pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You got aimbot?
Bruh. Built-in aimbot? You got the Cronus?
On the right hand.
On the right hand?
It's because that right hand has a lot of experience.
Right. Yeah. This right hand got no recoil.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got no recoil.
So you can shoot with both, right? Like a single. I don't know if I can do that, that motion on camera. But
My left hand is kind of wonky. I'm not going to lie to you.
I wanted to be a combat medic, but couldn't because I have a heart murmur. Ah, that's quite unfortunate, bro. Yo, one of my friends' brother, he was like, he had like autism or something. They said, yo, get out of here, bro.
What?
They kicked him out for having autism, like mild autism. I was like, damn,
that's
bro.
That's crazy. Cause
that's kind of funny.
I think I have that.
I've definitely met some people in the army that are definitely autistic.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit was kind of wild.
I think I got nicked, you know what I'm saying? I think I could have maybe had it, but I'm good.
You got a little bit of it. You got a little
tism. Combat medics are pretty chill. Some of the coolest people you will meet. Some of them, not all of them. You know, they definitely know their medical shit.
Yeah, right. All right, bro. So go ahead, brother.
I was not going to say, like, were you strictly just there to, like, defend? Like, you know how he was, like...
No, I think you were more so, like, posted just in case in training, right?
I was just... There's mechanics, right? So are you just there, like, just to strictly, like, defend? Like,
yeah, pretty much. So you know how, like... firefighters are in the firehouse just waiting for a fire to happen.
Right.
If a fire never happens, they never leave.
Right. Mm. That's what I was thinking.
That's essentially what I was doing.
That's what I'm talking about.
We were just there waiting for something to happen.
So while you were there, did anything pop off? Like, did you see any fucking lit ass shit? What was the, like, some wild shit that you saw while you were over there?
A bunch of drones.
Drones? Oh, yeah. So yeah. That's like hot on the news right now, bro. Oh, what's up with them drones, bro? Give me some info.
Not your
bro.
Drones. Like, or yes, your
drones.
Nah,
these are like other country people drones.
Oh, okay.
Like, who knows from where? Who knows from where?
Right. Give me some intel, bro. What are they? What are they? What'd you hear about them? Like, what's up with the drones?
So, I mean, what we were told, I mean, it was just there's drones nearby in the sky. And we couldn't do anything about it because the local government was like, nah, bro, you guys are not allowed to do jack shit here. Like, right. You guys do something, bro, booting the fuck out of y'all. Like, you guys go back home. Stateside, but yeah, we couldn't do nothing about
it. But wouldn't the local government want like you guys' help? They wouldn't they want you guys to like do like intervene and like in case like those drones are there to harm them?
I mean, they got their military too,
right?
I guess it's more of a they don't want to give too much power to a foreign country, right, in their exactly. own land.
They wanted to make it saying? Seem like they got shit handled type shit, you know what exactly. I'm saying? Yeah.
It's like you would never let another man come to your house when your dad's there and try to set his own rules.
Right. Okay. I see exactly what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense. You're right. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah. And you saw them like up in the sky and shit or what?
Yeah. You see a bunch of little lights flickering and stuff like that.
That's kind
of
wild.
Know, flying man. In like a little formation type thing. There was a couple real life scenarios with like Iran was sending. This is all in the news, by the way. So any military people try to get me? Just trust me, it's on the news.
Yeah.
But there was like missiles from like I think Iran or Iraq, and they did it like a bunker drill. Like everybody had to go out into a bunker and wait till it was all clear. We were there for hours waiting for a bunker thing to clear. Cold, like we ain't gonna get hit, bro. those missiles aren't coming for us. And I'm over there just twiddling on my phone, seeing what Twitter's saying.
Right. So is it as bad as, do you think it's like as bad as people make it out to be? Because here in the States, like they sound red alarms over here for every single like missile, every single thing that happens like overseas and shit. Do you think it's as bad as people like paint it out to be here or?
No, because we're not the ones getting bombed. It sucks for the people getting bombed, not us. You know, that's unfortunate. That's their own problem.
Right,
but all the people in the United States over here talking about all these bombs and all these stuff going on. I'm like, bro, you're gonna go back to work tomorrow. Shut up, go to sleep.
That's what I be saying. That's what I said about the election, bro. Because some people like, bro, they got too like in deep with either. Exactly. I was like, yo, either way, you're going back to work tomorrow. You gotta pay that rent on the first of the month, bro. Like I was like, dude, it doesn't like you can have your opinion, right? Everybody should be entitled to their own opinion. But, bro, life keeps pushing, bro. It's not the fucking end of the world, bro.
Exactly. People over here crying on social media over shit they can't control.
Yeah. You know? I guess, like, now personal opinion and shit, like, now with you getting sent overseas, like, I guess sometimes, like, America gets sent to, like, handle other people's business, like, with Ukraine and shit like that. Yeah. Like, do you, like, personally think, like, that we should be, like, doing that kind of shit?
Hell no.
And why so?
If you ask me, I'm more... put our people first. You know what I'm saying? Like why are we helping other countries and their problems when we got problems here that we can solve?
Yeah, you know that's what I hear a lot.
Like I guarantee you someone in the chat go pull out $5,000. Can you do that? Most people in the States can't pull out $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 without going in debt, you know?
Right.
I'll tell you, people are struggling out here. And people need help, you know, like finding a better job or just being self-sustaining.
Or even getting put on to, like, opportunities. One of the biggest things, like, with that kind of stuff is that, like, a lot of people ask for, like, you know, like, handouts and, like, money. Yeah. I want more money. Like,
I don't like giving handouts.
But the thing is, like, what I say is, like, yo, give people the opportunities. Like, teach them how to, like, do things. How to, like, you know, manage a business or how to start a business or how to, like, you know... put themselves in a position where they could possibly go to school, learn a trade, like that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that to me, that benefits people more in the long run because like, yeah, you give people like, yo, here's a one-time 10 grand, right? But then like after they blow that 10 grand, because they obviously have bad financial decisions, financial management, right? They blow that 10 grand, what's going to happen?
They have no income learning skills. That's the thing. People grow up just work hard, go to school. I'm like,
especially us, bro. Like
why are you gonna go to school or work hard? Like not going to school is not bad. By all means, it's not bad. But you know, you gotta find your purpose. You gotta find something that, that you want to do, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, it's not everybody got to go to school. Not everybody starts a business like me.
Yeah.
You know, people don't make it in the business world. People don't make it going to school for a career. They end up in a job that doesn't require a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making less money than someone that's like a electrician or a plumber or something like that. I know people that are in trades that make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
And they're,
no school, like nothing like that.
They're living good. And they got nice things. They're eating good. And their bills are paid and they got money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
What more? What more do you want?
Yeah.
Unless you have higher ambitions, like to retire your mama, you know?
Then you got to think outside the box. You got to like,
exactly.
You know?
That's why I say a lot of people would make fun of me low key. Be like, oh, you joined the military. For some reason, a lot of people say, oh, you joined the military, bro. I'm like, so what's bad about it? Like, oh, no, bro, you just sold your soul to the government.
Right.
I'm like, it's paid off. It's paid off. You know? Look at what I got going on right now.
People what are some of the benefits like that you've seen that like going to the military have
little
done
perks
for you?
So a lot of people that join the military, if they're young, they want to go to school. Like either they don't have a way to pay for school or they didn't have the best grades from high school to go to school. So that covers the books. Like you signing up for the military, you go to school for free. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can go to school, any public school, for free. You get paid to go to school. See, I only went to school for 1 year, and I caught a DUI, and I got arrested, and that was enough for me to, like, I need to get the fuck out of here. This is not my type of vibe. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people do go search for higher education, which is amazing. You know, go do that. And then a lot of people stay in because of the health insurance. If you got a family, man, that shit's so dirt cheap.
Really?
Like
heard.
It's good and it's cheap. It's so hard to get something that's good and cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
And that's why a lot of people stay in as long as they can just for the health insurance for their family. Whereas someone's paying, like, say, $500 for a family of two or three, $500, $600 a month. People in the military are paying maybe like $100,
$200. Mm.
That you got low deductibles, you know, cost you hardly anything.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people stay. And also there's a bunch of other things like VA home loan to get a house.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
A lot of people use that. You can use it multiple times. What else? There's a lot of like things that you can only get from being in the military. Or being related to somebody, like go to the Navy Federal. Navy Federal is probably one of the best banks out there.
And they send you some checks and shit too, right? They like pay you to be in there, right?
Yeah, so any days that we do show up, it's like a job.
It's
a job. Any days that you show up, you get paid for. So it's not a bad gig, you know. I only have to go show up 1 week in a month and 2 to 3 weeks in the summer, and I get paid. And there's like cool things you can do, like go to like parachute school, and it's called airborne, aerosol, ranger school, mountain school, sniper school. You can go learn how to be like a master driver and to drive like any kind of damn truck. Like these huge trucks, you can learn to be certified to drive all of them.
So would you like recommend it like to somebody, like the average person, like, yo, coming straight out of high school, young dude, doesn't know what to do?
Well, I would. That's what I did. I joined at 17, and it served me well. I just signed up for another 3 years, so I'll be a total of 9 years by 2028. But for some young boy that doesn't know what he wants to do, or like doesn't have like a purpose or like a goal, I would say join the military. It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, I think because most people are either one, like scared of what that means. Because I feel like sometimes, like, I don't know if it's the movies or the shows and shit, it kind of paints it like, yo, I'm about to sign up, I might die and shit. I might pull up in a battlefield and just get fucking sniped from across
the line.
I might get quickscoped from across the map.
Right. Nah, see that? And that's the crazy part is a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to die in the military.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of horse shit. You're more likely to die in an accident in the streets of Atlanta than in the military.
Mm.
Facts.
Yeah.
100%.
I think for me, what drove me away was just the time away. Because you said you were gone for a year, bro. the time away from like being here with family and shit. Like we were talking to his sister about it.
My brother-in-law, he's in South Korea right now. He's deployed with his whole family.
That's pretty cool. South Korea is pretty lit.
Right.
Those are the kind of opportunities sometimes the military gives you. You can go to like a bunch of different countries for free.
Right.
Like, yeah, you can go whenever, you know, being like a normal civilian. But what are the chances you get to go to like Italy and live there for 3 years?
Right.
Someone said, what's his IG? Yo, drop the IG right now, son. Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat right now, bro.
Drop it in there, brother.
If I can learn how to type, bro.
No, but my brother-in-law, he like persuade both of us, really like, yo, please
come. This man was trying to get me over there, bro.
You get like referral money or something for
Yeah.
Dude, okay, that's probably why.
He was trying to get you a $250 check.
Two for one. That's what he's trying to do.
That's funny, bro.
If you refer people in, you do get like incentives as like you get points towards getting promoted. Like a lot of people want to get promoted because that means more money.
Right.
Right.
So.
You have the license plate?
Me?
The veteran license plate.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Dude, something I do like about y'all is y'all's licenses, bro. Like, the picture, y'all suited up in the Army, you know, your Army get up or whatever. It just looks so hard.
Hell nah, bro. I look like I got fucking broken out of prison.
Let's take a look. Do you have it on you?
I don't got my wallet on me. But, I was wearing a white tee, and I had a little beard going on, and I had earrings on. Like, I looked like I was broken out of jail.
Damn, no, because... Oh, that's not his license picture, but...
Oh, look at that. No. Yeah, we see it right here.
Is that, like, your first year right there?
Yeah, that was when I first got in.
That's what I'm talking
about. I remember that, Brian. That's funny.
That was crazy.
Yo, before the podcast, bro, like, we had a question. We were saying, yo, when you get that urge, when you're overseas...
No, that's crazy.
You got just a bunch of your homies around you, bro. Right. How you take care of that urge, bro?
Look, bro. See, I'm not one to lie, right?
That's what I'm fucking saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look,
right now, dude, we're listening. We're listening right now, and we're not judging, bro.
Let's go.
Not judging. We're listening.
I'm not gonna lie. First day I was overseas.
First day is crazy. I'm not gonna hold
first day,
you. I said I was not judging, but first day
first
is crazy.
First sentence, and this man's already
first
judging,
brother. First day, bro. It was like 11 p.m. I was pretty tired, but
you almost made it to the second day.
Not tired enough. Let's go.
But. Boy, I had to go to that Porter John real quick.
No way.
The Porter John is
in
crazy.
The Porter
Dude,
John, bro.
You're in there whacking off while you see some racist shit in the fucking on the side, bro.
Bro, it was like 100 degrees. And
the sauna.
And I was in the fucking sauna whacking one out, bro.
That's crazy.
Bro, like, that's hilarious.
Were you thinking of your homie or who you thinking about?
Nah, I put up Sophie Rain on the phone.
Phone. I forgot you have your phone on you.
Yeah, I be thinking that y'all don't have your phone, bro. I be thinking it's 1942, bro.
Bro, I had a whole Xbox. I was gaming with
these
hilarious.
Motherfuckers in the prison got phones and shit. They're out here going live and shit.
I was gaming with these Arab fucking people on Call of Duty. I was smoking the shit out of them, too. But man, she said LMAO started with the nugget lie. I'm serious.
Like, yeah, that's what's up, bro.
You get so lonely. You get so like.
So I'm assuming you ain't do no smashing, bro. Like there was no females around.
There was a bunch of females, but me, I made a commitment to myself. I wasn't gonna do none of that.
They were waiting till marriage, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're waiting to marriage. Us three, we're waiting for marriage.
Virgins. I'm already there, brother.
Yeah, he's married. Just me and Austin that can't find the loves of our lives.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But if one wanted to, like, you probably could or not.
I would have to think about it.
No, I'm saying I'm talking about like another person. That's not you. Like, could they? Like, how easy is it to smash like in the Army?
It'd be pretty easy because everybody's just DTF.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Damn,
I heard
it's just like the band geeks. Like, you're all in one place. You're like, we might as well just smash. Fuck it, dude. We're not doing nothing else.
People just get the urge. They see someone they like. They go to the bunker real quick and call it a day.
The bunker.
Yo, the bunker is crazy,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, that's... the safest place to do it. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get bombed or nothing, bro.
The little store for some.
That's the only protection we need, bro.
No, look, bro.
The bunker,
not
bro.
The bunker. But so they made it clear: no sexual relationships with people at all.
Right,
100%. That's what I'm saying.
Or you can get,
and that's part of the thrill, bro. They're breaking rules. Let's go.
That's them, not me, man. I like my sergeant ranked a little too much. But the little store where they sell a bunch of snacks, energy drinks and shit.
Yeah. They got the rhinos.
I found it kind of funny that they sold Plan B's up there.
No, oh, that's what I'm saying.
Like, they got the rhinos. They had to have the rhinos in there. Like, the rhinos, the honeys. You know, bro, about the honeys.
They have the honey packs in there.
You know about the honeys.
They, you know about all that. I'm like, why are the Trojan condoms sold out? I'm like, I thought we weren't supposed to be smashing over here.
What's going on?
Sold out. All the extra larges are sold out for some reason. Smalls
all my
too.
Extra smalls aren't all in there.
All the smalls and the larges are sold out except the medium.
The extra smalls. The extra smalls are all there, man.
And there's some. I have a picture on my phone. It's like, I took a picture of the Plan B's, and I'm like, there's only one left. I'm about to buy this and fuck the next person that needs one.
Is it what's it called? It was cheaper than over here?
Nah, still $60.
Damn.
Dang.
It's 50 over here.
No.
This man knows the price.
How you know the price so well, bro?
Dude, no. I had
it. It was 50.
I heard from a friend.
It's 50, but like no tax. I'm like, man, they be selling out.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm like, man, these people be going too crazy.
Dude, speaking of love life, bro. Y'all, you mentioned it right now. Two hopeless romantics right here. However, we do have a girl in the chat that might extra small. She said, he's a goofy man. Love and respect it. Bro, this man's going crazy right now, bro. This is what you want, bro. This man's what you want. Yo, listen, speaking on that, bro, why haven't you found the love of your life yet, bro? What's wrong with this generation or exactly where we live, bro, or where we used to live, bro? Specifically Gwinnett. Let's call them out, bro. The females over there.
Damn,
we have two sitting in the couch right
here. Oh, shit.
That's crazy. You ain't got to do
that. What's wrong with the female, bro? Talk some shit, bro. What's been going on?
Where do I begin?
Emily, double this time, please. Double. Let's do it double.
Señorita, otra, por favor.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you. Please and thank you.
No, you're good. We're good. You want
my cup? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Here you go. Wait, you done? She's not done yet.
But that's for later. You know, I'm still warming up.
Right.
But I don't know what it is about these Atlanta girls, man. These Gwinnett girls, these little Mexican chicks.
I was about to say Atlanta. They're not girls, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
Shit.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I seen them.
I'm like, you're in the wrong place.
Este güey anda cargando pistola.
Dude, I was dead, not the pistola.
Anda bien cargado el güey. Nah, but I don't know what it is, but these girls expecting so much. With someone that's still young trying to grow. Mm. Like, I'm over here competing with dude.
Sound like you're in a slam poetry right now.
I'm over here, right now we'd be on you.
We're doing this to
you. I can't snap with my right hand.
Okay.
But what? Like, you snap with your left hand? Aren't you a righty?
You're a righty, though.
This one just gets more
And
practice.
You can shoot with your right hand, and you can't shoot with your left as well as with your right, but you can't snap with your right, with your dominant hand.
That's everything crazy, got a specific use. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay, so you said they expect more than what, like, normality should be.
I feel like social media has made these women so delusional. Like, they want the millionaire. They want the dude that's 6 feet tall. Bro, I'm 5 foot.
Not just the women.
I'm 5'7", tall, with shoes on.
Okay, right, I was about
you
to say.
Sound like Austin.
I was about to say. No, I was about to say. I think I'm 5'8", with shoes on. Should we put it to the test?
Yeah.
Should we stand up?
Can we get a measuring tape out right now? No, just
like. Yeah, it's like their expectations for their ideal man are up here. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with having expectations.
Exactly.
But at some point, reality got to hit.
Yeah. I've always spoken about that. Sometimes you got to, like, you know.
I don't say
you got to lower your standards. You just got to kind of make your standards a little malleable. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Like,
sometimes, you know, you get some things, but then that person that you're looking at and you're interested in might not have, like, all of them. And you have to think to yourself, like, all right, cool. Like, weigh out the options. Okay, cool. Like, is this what I'm willing to, like, kind of, like, either put up with, or am I okay with this? And if you say, yeah, then you go for it. You know what I'm saying? Make your standards kind of malleable. Don't be self-set on your standards. They got to have 100% of, like, you know, everything. You know, sometimes they don't. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with us, with women, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, how good are your standards, though? Like, what are your standards
I'd say my standards are pretty flexible.
Okay, so describe your ideal woman. You know what I'm saying? We got some women in the chat right now. Yo, Nelly said cuñada. That's hilarious.
That's crazy. Nah, but I would say my ideal woman would be, like, an athletic build.
Okay,
you know, nothing too crazy, but obviously nothing like.
You're describing me right now, but I ain't gonna hold you. Trying to say, you know what I'm trying to say?
Hey, bro, what you trying to do?
Hey, man, I'm free tonight, brother. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, I'm sorry.
Hey, Moondocks.
You know what? I haven't even been there in a long time. But like you, I'm also flexible. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we like to hear.
See, as a man, you know, I compromise, you know what I'm saying, with someone.
Yeah, but I would say...
Okay, athletic build, what athletic else we build. Got?
Athletic build, you know, I don't want them, like, too shredded, but I don't want them too far gone. You know, you got to... How you look physically is a representation of yourself. Like, your self-worth and the respect you have for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, blonde, brunette, you know, red hair, I don't really care.
Right. Okay, so hair rabbit. Don't care. Okay.
Yeah.
And then just somebody that got...
So we're talking like, so what? Let's talk like, you know, are you more so inclined for the Latina shotties? Or are you...
What color Alyssa hair got? I think she's a brunette.
Alyssa, what color hair you got? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you, Miss Emily.
God, Willie.
Oh, here we go. We got it. Okay, this is a solid take right here. This is a solid take. We idolize our ideal man based on novelas and shows, yo.
So, shit, that is true.
That's the OG social media, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
They show you like that these, like, you know, tall, bearded, green-eyed, light-skinned Mexicans that live in a rancho. And
that's not even true, because most of those actors aren't even Mexican. They're like Cuban and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. What's that actor, though? That buff, blonde guy with the nice eyes. It's like Luis Miguel. Who? William Levy, that guy.
I knew it, William Levy. I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. See,
hey, I tell you, he's Cuban. Where the hell is he Mexican at?
Alyssa said like dark brunette. Like, you know, heartthrob. What?
Oh.
Is he a...
No. Oh. Is he a dunker? What are we talking about, right?
Or how we say... Si le trueno la reversa. No sé. No sé, viejo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so... What about personality-wise, bro? What are we talking like?
You know, I like a hustler, man.
Oh, you like a hustler.
I like someone that's ambitious.
Mm.
I like somebody that's always reaching for the stars.
Now, but do you know what that comes with? You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of people, I think women don't know what that comes with. And you can, you know, you can chime in on this. You know, when a lot of women that want hustlers and they want a hardworking man and shit, they also don't understand what that comes with. That comes with like, yo, your man's going to be working maybe sometimes long hours. You're not going to be able to see him. Lots of dates, not lots of cuddle times and shit.
My siblings can vouch for me. There have been days I've spent outside in the garage working on a damn car, like 3-4 in the morning, come inside, sleep for like 4 hours, wake back up, and keep grinding because, hey, that's where the money come from, especially when someone paying $1,000 car. Shit, boy.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit feels so rewarding when the money hit your account or they bring in the crisp blues. You know what I'm saying? The crisp blues be hitting so different. You're like, damn, I made this shit in 1-2 days. Damn, I used to make this shit in fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, with the time away, you know, like, you know, since women are very emotional creatures, you know, they want your presence. They want, you know, the loving and all that, like, constantly.
That's where you got to compromise.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where it gets, like, a little iffy and shit. A lot of people don't know what they ask for. So something with you. If you want, like, a hustling woman, a woman that has a, you know, career that wants to go out and get it.
I wouldn't really say a career. Well, my ideology is
something that they're passionate about.
Yeah, if we're dating, like, and you got a career going on, cool, fine. That's, by all means, go work and do your thing.
We progressive over here.
Exactly. But say, okay, I want to start having kids, like, 25, 26. I'm still 23. But if I want to start having kids, you're staying at the house. No questions asked. That, because that's your role.
Oh, okay. So here we go. That's
your role.
Here we go. We get into it. After this man just say we progressive. This man say you stay. Yeah, I think you got the wrong one, brother. No, we're not, brother. We're not progressive.
There's slight.
Better be put at the table when I'm home, bro.
That shit is hilarious.
The tortillas better be warm.
Handmade.
La salsa que esté picosa. Si no, no quiero.
That's right. That's
si no, me voy con la lonchera.
Yeah.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Yo, we should be saucing it up, bro. Them burritos, they're nice.
Jeez.
Shout out to her. I don't know her name, but shout out to her.
They don't miss, for real.
They don't miss, I'll tell you that. Them prices, like, is crazy, but yeah.
Right.
But that's my idea of what I want.
Yeah, out of, like, a relationship.
I want something traditional.
That's what I'm saying. You're describing a traditional relationship.
Exactly. Like, why am I going to pay a fucking a nanny or somewhere where they take your kids to take care of daycare?
That's what we were talking about last time. Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I going to pay that when I got a wife? That's the whole point of being a mother. Take care of your kids.
So, this is funny. I've actually changed, like, a lot of my, like, stances, like, over, like, the past, like, couple of years. Like, I used to be very, like, progressive. I used to be very, like, yo, like, let's do everything 50-50 and shit like that. But I changed, like, all that completely, bro. And now I'm like, oh, like, I told Austin, I said in the last podcast or two podcasts ago, I was like, dude, I would like to get in a position where, like, I could put my wife in the position where she could take care of the kids. Cause like you just said, you said it perfectly.
Stay the fuck home. Make sure.
For me, it's not that. I don't. I mean, hand-made tortillas. Like, that's cool, right?
You
but
better,
for me, it's
you better clean the house. Right. I didn't like. You're the most expensive dishwasher I got.
Nah, for me, it's deeper now because now like that you experience like kids and shit like that, you realize that they're so malleable, bro. This man comes home talking about like stuff that I've never even heard. We've never even taught him before. And it's either like other kids at school teaching him, like daycare teaching him, or like the teachers teaching him. And I'm like, where'd you learn this from?
In my point of view, I feel like your child should grow up believing whatever the parent believes.
Right.
Why are you going to let someone else put ideas in your child if that's not your way of life?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're the one that's raising the kid. You're the one that's buying everything to maintain the kid. Like, why is someone else's idea is going to come and change their point of view and destroy what you got going on in your house?
Yeah.
Like, me growing up, Pops is always like, you know, you got to work hard. You know, you got to, like, work for what you got. What if someone came and told me, nah, you just got to ask for it and, like, do nothing? And I'm like, no, my dad always told me to work for stuff. I don't like asking for handouts.
Yeah.
As a man, you got to go bust your balls and go get what you earn.
Right. Yeah. But for real.
It's easy, though. I just told my dad, yo, let me get this PS4. And he dead ass. Right. Like, dead ass. I'm like, hey, yo, appreciate that, good dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, we didn't ask to be here, bro. You decided you were horny.
Bro,
now I'm here, bro. Oh, the least you can do is give me a PS4, bro. And he gave it to me. Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you.
Oh, I don't know what y'all say. What are they saying? Yo,
kids,
scribe up a little
kids
bit.
Are so vulnerable, and there's sick people out there. That is true.
Yeah,
that is true. Like,
oh shit.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm very conservative myself. There's a lot of this modern stuff I don't agree with.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get into specifics, but
and you don't even need to get into specifics. It just goes with like what you said. Like, you know, the kids should be like their beliefs and everything should be based off what they got at home. You know, they're your kid. They're your family. You know, usually, like since old times, bro, your family has been like, you know, the people who shape you and mold you and shit. So no matter what it is, you know, like, I think the foundation of, like, you know, your kids should be what you got at home. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get older, they could, like, you know, branch out, whatever.
Well, once you're 18, you can go make your own decision.
Not even that. For me personally, I don't even think, like, you know, with, like, beliefs and stuff, I think beliefs is, like, the easiest one to get out the way first. Like, I like to keep it very nice and neutral. Like, my wife, she's religious. You know, she's religious. I'm not. So, like, the understanding that we got with, like, the kids is, like, yo, like, we'll just keep them, like, in the middle. Once they get old enough to understand, then we'll like, you know, we'll present one side, right, and see how their brain captures that. And then we'll present the other side and then see how their brain captures that. When they're old enough, I'm not going to put, like, an age, right, because different kids mature at different ages, right? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, some kids don't mature till they're 25.
Yeah, we're not.
But
I was about to say kids, bro. Like, we're still, I don't know.
But some kids mature early. Some kids mature when they're, like, 13. Right. They understand. They understand, like, the world, like, in a whole different lens than, like, maybe other kids at 13. So, like, I think you can take a look at your kid and be like, all right, this dude got it. Like, he understands now. I can explain this to him, and he can decide, like, his own kind of, like, you know, his own kind of way, you know. But, like, there's certain things that you do have to step in for and be like, yo, we ain't doing that. Like, that's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You have every right to do that as a parent as well, you know?
Exactly. Right. You don't want your kid to start doing, like, start stealing.
Having a foot fetish or anything like that. You know what
I'm saying? Hey, bro, there's nothing wrong with some pink and red toes. You know, when she sends you then toes freshly done at the nail salon. I'm like, damn, shawty, let me see what you. Come on, let me see. Let me get a good look at that.
I mean, you pay for him, you might as well let him see it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I'm like, here, take 200, go get your nails done.
Yeah. You know? Back on the traditional relationship, I think a lot of guys. For a lot of guys, they're kind of scared of that.
Because they don't provide, bro.
Because they don't want to, like, do that. Yeah,
I say a lot of men lose, they lose that. I'm gonna use dominance, but they lose manhood. That. They lose that
masculinity,
that
maybe
masculinity manhood. Figure okay. Because they don't provide enough. Because once you're like, hey, like you need to get a job because I can't cover everything. I'm like, man, shit. You need to start making more money. Then
you need to figure it out.
You need to figure it out.
Right.
Because my dad, the way we grew up, he took care of everything. Mom ain't never had to work. Right. She didn't want to. Except for 2008.
But, no, yeah, for
I
real.
I was gonna say, she was different back then, bro. House was like $200, bro. Come on now.
Hey, bro.
That does have some truth. I guess I can see the truth in what both of you guys are saying. Because, I mean, times do get tough. You know what I'm saying? So, like you just said, like there had to come a point where maybe your mom had to work and shit like that. I don't know. I think the average person... I'm trying to think of the average person because the average person makes, what, 35K a year?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the United States, like, how is that possible?
The average is, like 50, 55 in Atlanta. My sister can fact check me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the U.S. I'm just talking about U.S. in general. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, U.S.
Shit. Yeah, I'm talking about U.S. I think it's, like, 35, 38, that kind of, like, that kind of shit.
I think some people in them boonies, they just be making moonshine.
Bruh.
They be getting drunk up in the mountains, chilling with the bears.
And I'm saying, like, the average person, like, they only have, like, a set skill or a set trade that they learned, you know, like, you know, so, like, and...
I would say that's caused because people don't want to take a risk.
Right.
A lot of people get so comfortable in just...
What they know.
Having the bare necessities and never branching out to try something new.
That's true. I agree with that. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here and say, like, they don't want to take a risk, but some people might say they can't take a risk. And what if, like, the person that has, like, two kids or something like that and, like...
Don't have two kids.
I understand that. Yeah. Shit, I understand that completely.
No, yeah. But
I understand wrap it up, brother.
Yeah, you know,
but sometimes you're already there, brother.
Yeah, sometimes stuff happens, but...
Yeah.
Join the military.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're under 35 and you're in some shit, join the military.
And I feel like either way, there's like not a lot of traditional girls where we live at.
Oh yeah, let's get into that, brother.
You know, right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, girls around us are very strong, independent women. They want careers. You know what I'm saying? Am I right, Emily? You want a career? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Most women would want that life, real shit. I think the most, like, so I think they claim they, like, I'm not saying, like, they claim they
I'm
independent.
Be independent. I pay my own bills. Bitch, we all pay our own bills.
But I think if a wealthy man came up to him and be like, yo, you don't got to work no more. Like, just, you know, take care of me. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them will fold. Yeah, we got a bunch of head nods in the audience, right?
I'll fold too. Like,
shit, if some woman told me, hey, I'll take care of you, like, I'm already a millionaire. I'm
and
like,
tell you, stay home.
You washing dishes?
Oh, hell
stay
yeah.
Home. Hey, handmade tortillas, brother.
I'm making the tortillas. You know what I'm talking about. I'm making the salsa. Good thing my mom taught me how to cook, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you make tortillas, bro. Stop playing.
But nah, if she said, hey, I'll take care of you. I'll buy you everything. I'll give you money for FIFA points. Oh, say less.
I'm talking about money.
Say less.
Pre-workout, brother.
I think that, dude, for me, like, when I was young, that's why I was always scared, like, of a traditional relationship. It's because of that kind of thing. Is that, like, yo, the necessities and, like, the basic lifestyle thing, like, I feel like I was always cool with providing, right? Like, a roof, food, all that. But then we start getting into, like, yo, buy me this Louis V.
Birkin.
Buy me this. Like,
hey, bro, I got the hookup. I got somebody in Kuwait that be buying.
In the streets.
Hell yeah. I bought a fake wallet. I bought some fake shoes. Some of my homies bought fake Rolexes.
That's what I'm talking. Hey.
Shit.
But you flex it like it's real, brother.
There you go.
No, but for real, like,
I pull out that wallet and I take out my golden American Express.
Ooh. Oh. They be you like, drop it on the table.
I drop it. Let it clank. The
clank.
Metal.
The clank. Ding,
ding. Bro, it's game over.
That's funny.
Send me that number. I pay the tab.
But yeah, I was scared of, like, you know, having to, like, do, like, all the extra stuff. I'm like, I don't really want anybody really kind of, like, demanding those things out of me, and they get upset at me when I don't really want to, like, be like, yeah, here's $3,000 for a purse. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I think that just that just depends on the type of woman you get.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The ones here, but that's what they like. Like motherfuckers. They like motherfuckers that dress like that. They like motherfuckers that be dressing with like all the like expensive clothes and shit. Bro, this is $5. $5. $20 right here, bro. That's what I'm rocking.
That's Walmart right here. If you want to buy me something, all I wear is Dickies, XL, double XL, flannels, and some baggy ass jeans.
Hey, Alyssa.
And Cortez.
Alyssa, you paying attention right
Alyssa,
now?
Yeah, Alyssa, yeah.
Alyssa, you paying attention?
If you want to holler at me.
She's at FIFA points with a laughing.
FIFA points? Hey, there you go. I'll accept $200 in FIFA points. I actually need it.
There you go.
Yeah, that kind
of
shit.
Nah, but for real. Shit.
I was gonna say some shit and I forgot.
You don't like spending money on girls?
I don't like spending money on stupid shit.
That makes
and
sense.
To me, that is stupid shit.
If she
anything that's like expensive, like that I could get normally, like at a regular price, to me now, it's stupid shit, bro. Like I don't buy. You will never see me again. I used to rock some expensive diamond earrings, bro. I used to rock a fucking chain that Austin still has. I used to rock fucking expensive shoes, like the Jordans and shit like
shit.
That. Bro,
you don't want to look in my closet then. I got by like $2,000 worth
I'm
of
not
shoes.
I'm not like that no more, bro. I mean, I outgrew all that shit.
You like what
that.
You
to
like,
me,
bro. You like what you like.
And that's cool. That's what I'm saying. That's like to each their own.
Do you like cars?
I used to, too. Like, my car, bro, I could get rid of it today, and I would not feel any type of way, bro. That's why I never did no mods to it. That's why I originally liked cars. That's why I got the car that I got, right? And then after that, I'm like, yo, I would be cool with a 2012 Corolla, bro. I'd be completely fine,
My sister's selling a 2019.
Nah.
She says she wants.
You just made it out. That's what's up, bro. Don't buy another car, bro. Do not buy another car. Yeah, let's get a round of applause.
Keep that.
A car reliable. Is the worst it's not even an investment, really. It's the worst liability you can get yourself into, bro. It's terrible.
Hey, bro, that's cap.
No, it's not cap.
My car made me money.
Okay,
hey, that's different,
yours is different.
That's different.
Yours is
that's
different.
Different.
Yeah, it's different. Even though you could have got a cheaper one. You got an overpriced one, though. I will say that. So it is a liability, actually, brother. You could have got the same one for a different price, brother.
That is true, but all the ones in the market clapped out on miles. And
yeah, that's true.
That they look like the Never Trust a Man in a Big White Van picking up kids.
Bro.
Nah, I can't.
Alyssa said, taking notes, love.
Taking there notes.
Dude, this is the love of your life.
I can't
right
hold
here,
you,
man.
That van is clean. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, that shit is so fucking that's nice, clean. Bro.
Hey, bro.
Yo, plug it up. Plug it up right now, bro.
What? You just got to see your van, like, because you were away for...
You only saw it on
last
videos.
Week, right. Last week.
Was it clean, like, inside, or was your brother fucking it up, like, all dirty right. and shit?
Damn. I was about to say that. You know, I love my brother to death, but this man, I told him all the time, hey, bro, make sure my van clean. Make sure the garage clean. Make sure to clean up after all this stuff. I come home, bro, tired, a little bit hungry. And when I'm hungry, I get a little bit mad.
Bro, that's
good. I look at my van and I'm like, man, this shit a fucking mess, bro. What is this? Mm-mm. What you doing,
You're
homie?
A detailer with a dirty car, bro. Imagine, bro. The irony is insane.
That's imagine me going to somebody, man, your car look dirty as fuck. You're like, bitch, your van look dirty as fuck. I'm like, hey, bro.
You're right.
Fuck.
Yo, so plug your business, bro. Like, that's actually really, really cool that you...
Supreme Detail Garage on the Google, on the Instagram.
Oh, that's a cool shirt.
You can find me. You know, if you need a service, DM me. You know.
Any type of service, Alyssa. Any type of service. Alyssa.
Maybe.
So what do you do? What kind of services do you offer, brother?
So I offer just maintenance level services all the way up to high-end professional auto detailing. Right. Like, I've done $100,000 cars. I've done cars that are like $500,000. $250,000, just anything that someone may need. You know, if you got stains on your seats, I can take that out. If you smoke weed and you smoke cigarettes, I can take the odor out your car too. It's gonna cost you a pretty penny, but I can get it done for sure.
Yo, I think this is the love of your life right here, bro. She said, "I'll have dinner ready for you when you get home, honey."
A la bestia.
She also said, "I'll help you run it." Bestia. LOL. Damn, bro, you're saying the
prenup.
Right words.
Crazy.
Prenup
for this man.
Prenup. I ain't getting married without a prenup.
Yeah, it's like having sex without a condom. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Sometimes you just do it. Bro, I'm just like,
exactly. People didn't pay attention when I was riding around in a 1978 Suburban. Now they pay attention because I drive a turbocharged Benz.
So you're saying sometimes the materialistic shit could help?
Exactly.
Even though it's not like... Yeah, I agree with that, though. I highly agree with that.
I could be the worst detailer in the city, But if I've got a sick setup, a sick rig, everything looks top notch, people are just gonna look at me because like, oh, he looks like he knows what he's doing.
I'm talking about women too, though.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Like, yeah, you're
looks
driving.
Can be deceiving.
Exactly. If you're driving some rinky dink car, but then you pull up with the fucking Benz and shit like that, you still look the same. You're still the same person, but she'll look at you different. She'll be like, yo, let me go see what Brian's doing,
he
bro.
He look handsome right now.
Yeah, you're looking clean right now. I don't know what it is about you.
Yo, but I mean, like, yeah, looks can be deceiving. Yeah, you can be that dude riding the Benz. You owe the car. You got a lot of debt.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're barely making it by paying all your bills just to
flex.
Just to flex.
And maybe get like apart. A weekend shoddy type shit.
Exactly.
It's a short-term win.
There's some, I know people that don't drive the nicest cars. They don't dress the nicest. They just kind of, whatever.
Yeah, but they'll pull out 10 racks.
They'll be like, hey, man, can I borrow 1,000? Yeah, bro. You ask that dude in the Benz, he's like, nah, bro, I don't got no cash on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't got it in the bank either.
No, real shit, bro.
But then, yeah, there's those people that have all the nice stuff, but they make a boatload of money too. You know, there's just, you know, there's different levels to this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But looks can for sure be deceiving.
For real. Austin, we got anything else? I feel like we're missing something.
Oh, sorry.
Pull up the list.
She said, Bola 2025, I'll sign whatever, LOL. Dude, is the love of your life. But you're saying all the right things for a man right here,
I think
here,
we
bro.
Already covered why it doesn't work for him.
Emily said Brian don't want a gold digger. Dude, that's fucking true.
Look, there ain't nothing.
That's why it's hard though. Yo, it's hard like to be successful and also not run into like a gold digger, because they could see it, right? They'll be able to see it pretty quick. Like, yo, like, oh, I got, like, I'm okay. Like, I could take care of you. But like, they might just want you just for that money.
Don't take advantage. That's the thing. Like, there's a difference between me being kind and then you trying to take me for a fool.
Right.
Like, yeah, I could give you money to get your stuff done, get your hair done, nails done. Hey, here's money for, like, go get some food. Damn. But the moment you're starting, like, oh, he just gives me money.
Can
I
date?
Like, hey, can I borrow, like, can I have, like, 500? I'm like, for what? You got to give me a reason. Like, oh, just to go out with my friends. Your friends?
500.
500 is crazy.
That's crazy. I thought they get free drinks at the bar.
They're going to Tongue and Groove, bro, with those prices.
They going to Magic City. All ones.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For me, it's like, I like to give stuff. But the moment you start, like the expensive, you know, like crazy out-of-pocket stuff, I'm like, I may have money for it, but that just don't make sense. There's got to be some logic to this stuff.
Yeah, for real.
Right. We just have the New Year's, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get into that. All right, bro. So you're the last fucking guest of the fucking year, bro. We made it another year, Austin. Another year. This is fucking
That's
awesome,
crazy,
brother.
Man. It just flew by, you know.
I think the next time we should do this podcast in my van.
In your van?
Yeah. Is there space?
That's not.
Is there space?
There's no way. Look how far back these cameras are, brother.
Hey, bro. Nah. All you need is one phone.
Oh, that one's
all
off.
You need is
they're
like two
both
phones,
off.
Bro.
These right here, these left ones are off.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Bruh. Those guys be the type to hug their girlfriend behind when she about to pay.
That's me.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. There's no shame, guys.
There's no shame.
He's over here.
Can I get queso with that, please?
can I get chips? Can you put some extra chicken on her? My girl pain.
Dude, that's what we said. That shit was hilarious, bro. The Chipotle worker, bro.
Oh, man.
That shit was hilarious.
Nah, bro. Like, for me, anytime I've been on a date and a chick's like, oh, like, what's happening? Like, what's my cut? I'm like, your cut? Nah, I'm paying for it. What are you talking about?
That's what's up, but
you appreciate them, like, asking to, you know, pay half.
Nah, I don't think this man wants it. Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he's the type to even care.
What kind of, I appreciate it,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, what kind of men you been with that make you pay? Right. What the fuck?
The dollar man kind right here.
my dad always taught me, you ask somebody to go out, hang out, right. Even if it's your friends, like, you ask them to hang out, you pay.
Hey, he told you to go to Moondog.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
you asked me, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'm accepting.
Right? Hey, we go to Moondog. Shots on me.
That's all I'm talking about. And you know what?
And those cheeks better be on.
But hey, I'm attempting to, you know, repay it back. So shots on me as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, look. Hey, let me show you this quick pic. That's your poorly. Look. The worker wrote this.
She got
him. Like, she's paying for it.
Oh, shit.
She got
him. That shit is funny.
Oh, man. Nah.
I was like, appreciate that, babe.
No. So, do you guys remember your last year's, well, I guess this year's resolution?
Yeah. It's kind of, wait.
I fumbled. Some of them.
All of them. Austin started
all
off.
All of them.
What were they, bro?
I was wearing red underwear because red underwear indicates love. And now.
No.
So I was like, well, you know, I'm looking for love type shit. And I tried. This is like the year that I tried the hardest. You know what I'm saying? I bought subscriptions to Hinge. Like, I bought the, you know.
Bro, me too.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I tried, you know what I'm saying? I tried, it didn't work out. But, like, at least I could say that I tried. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work out, unfortunately. But
you gotta take a lot of chances. You know, you never know at the time you're about to give up, you're about to meet the love of your life. You're like, what?
Right.
Like, you're just so down bad. You know, you're on the OnlyFans. You're on the Hinges and the Tinders and on the Cheese Buzz. You're on all this kind of stuff.
Oh, you're saying exactly what he was on, brother.
Right. Like, I'm not, like, this is not me giving up. Like, I'm just saying I did try and I'm going to continue to try. You know what I'm saying?
Looking in the wrong
places.
But this
year, I'm wearing green underwear. And green indicates
green
money.
Green underwear means
that's money, brother. Okay.
That's money. Yes.
So what?
I was supposed to get braces and, you know, oh wait, that camera's still off. But I don't have my braces.
Oh, that one's off too now. Fuck. Oh, so we only got one.
That one's exhausted. I can already tell the freaking letters.
I think it's hot. That's why. But that's cool.
Yeah. All right. So we just got this one right now.
We just got this one.
That's cool. That's cool.
We'll keep that one.
The thing about the braces thing, like, I just don't know where to go. Like, which
I know some
dentist office to trust.
Some of my clients are orthodontists.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I can put.
Do they recommend braces? Do they recommend Invisalign?
No. Well, you get braces, brother. Do you think he knows, bro? Maybe they tell him.
Like,
no,
what
bro. Get braces.
It honestly depends on what your situation is.
Right.
Well, I've
it's pretty bad.
But I've already had.
I'm leaning more towards braces. Yeah. Please.
This man wants one.
Here you can pass.
I mean, they would just tell you to go get a dentist recommendation for the orthodontist. God damn.
There we go.
But I was always leaning towards braces either way. But I have a friend, her name's Elizabeth, and she works. I think she's like she works at a dentist's office. I think she's like a dental assistant, and she's been telling me get Invisalign. It's more expensive, but it's like more convenient in a way.
Yeah, but
motherfuckers don't have that discipline because you could take it off,
right?
And you won't put it back on. You'll go a whole day without putting it on, bro. I'm telling you, because like, bro, even with us with the rubber bands. Anyways, fuck this shit, bro. Yo, New Year's resolution, brother. What's it looking like, bro? Did you fail? What'd you have this year?
So I was supposed to be shredded. I was supposed to be slim, you know, boppy thick.
Yep.
You know, fucking looking amazing. Of course, that didn't happen because I gained weight.
Oh, we got moto.
Oh, shit. No, bro. No, tweaking. You're tweaking.
But that's the thing about me. Like, I didn't have that resolution in me either. Like, I didn't plan on going to the gym. And I actually, like, half of the year, like, I started in July.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I started.
Up.
And I've been consistent since then, like the end of July.
I can see the pecs starting to pop out.
No, he looks a lot better, bro. He looks a lot better.
I don't work out. The main reason was the abs. Like, I want to get abs.
And he doesn't work out.
Bro, I work out everything else.
Dude, I still be, like, reminiscing to when I was in college playing soccer, bro. I was looking the best I've ever looked.
I remember you would post pics and, like, you would post. The ones that I've seen recently, like, when you would post where when you were bulking and you look like massive, but then you also post like before ones.
This man would post like pictures in his whole underwear. I'd be in public and shit. I click on it. You just see this man flexing in his fucking body.
You're showing the hammies.
I'm watching some crazy shit. Motherfucker's has some crazy subscriptions, bro.
I gotta flex the quads.
The quads are crazy.
The hammies.
Nah, but you look great when you were lean. Like, you were lean.
Yo, get a fucking room, bro. What are y'all doing, bro?
I'm trying to get these shots locked.
My bad, you're married, bro.
I'm trying to get
shit.
These shots like that. I'm on that, bro.
You're pumping them up.
Hey, my motto is I give back rubs and back shots.
Oh shit, son. That's what
you're
talking about.
You got hella spare rooms in this house. I know that for sure, brother.
Hey, bro.
I got my own room. What are you talking about?
Hey, I'll kick my cousins out. I'm like, daddy's home.
You're not taking no more shots, right?
I'm not taking any shots.
I'm good, bro. All
right, so
I'm driving.
Oh, happy New Year, everybody. Oh, just that camera.
The alcoholic.
Damn, oh, Lord. Austin.
Hey, Anthony never says no to a shot.
Except today, brother, because I got to drive an hour back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's responsible. I like that.
I forgot what my New Year's resolution was this year, honestly. I think it was like to be happy. I'm happy. My life has changed a lot.
No, she has my mom.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think that's where mine was this year.
That's crazy because you said you want to. Okay, so maybe I should do that for New Year's, right? I should be like, I want to be happy. And then, like you got a wife. So that's
you
what
need
I
a
need
fucking
to do.
Wife, son.
That's what I need to
do. I need a wife too.
Yeah. Do you remember the color underwear you were wearing? And just asking
he
for
he was wearing red.
No, nah, I don't know what the fuck I was
a
wearing.
A G-string
bro.
Thong.
I was wearing
the remember, whitey tighties is crazy.
Dude, I was watching I was looking back at the videos. Remember the one where I had Jackie's face?
Yeah, like,
that shit
was
so funny, bro. Dude. My wife got me a fucking some underwear of her face, like all over him.
Like a whole bunch of pictures of her face.
Yeah, on one of the podcasts, I think it was like the first episode of the year, actually. After the new year, I got up in the middle of the podcast and I pulled my pants down and I was just shaking that shit.
Shaking
everywhere.
The shrimpy.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
That shrimp was swimming, bro.
This man had all the come out on the camera.
For real. All right, so this year, what's it looking like? Yo, you know, real shit though. This year, I want to focus a little more on my relationship. I feel like I focused a lot on my like life, on like getting our life situated. That I kind of like
neglected a little bit. Maybe
I left it on autopilot. Right, relationship on autopilot. I want to take. I was just telling my wife this about this today. I was like, yo, like Fridays from now on, like we're gonna do like date nights. Like I haven't said like, dude, and that's so embarrassing. Like I haven't took her out on a date and like. Who knows
Come
how long,
on,
bro. I can't even
Come
think
on,
about that.
Hey, brother. Bro, you gotta take her on a date at least once a week.
Motherfuckers think that, yay.
I'm going to say twice a month, but that works too. That works too.
Yeah, like, I have not
and
been
flowers.
Doing that. So
you
like,
got, you got 7 days in the week. Bro, if you ask me, I consider driving to Bucky's a date.
Yeah.
Take a little cruise and a road trip, you know, play some tunes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Drive to the Bucky's.
I'd be having concerts in the car, dude.
Exactly.
Are you one of those guys that be, like, screaming your heart out, like, in the car, like, singing?
If the sad ones come on, bro.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
I put the car on cruise control. I sit a little bit further.
You lean back a little bit.
And then.
Yes, sir.
I just.
Get that gangster lean. You got to get, like, one of these, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, your future wife said, ooh, Brian, that's what I'm getting you next Christmas. Chones with my face on it.
A la bestia. I love.
Who is this, bro?
She's saying all the right things, bro. She's saying all the right things. But you gotta fly her out. We should fly her out.
Make sure this ain't a bot, bro. Go ahead and click on that.
Yo, fly her out. Are you opposed to a fly out?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, will you fly somebody out?
Would you fly somebody out?
I feel like you would have to FaceTime for show.
She gonna repay though. She gonna repay.
Make sure it's her for real FaceTime.
Not with money though, but she gonna repay. You know what I'm saying? She gonna make it worth it.
Oh, for sure. I gotta make it worth it.
Oh, that's what I was saying. This man's fucking
table. Tables, I like that.
Oh, all right, but yeah, for sure, that's mine.
Tables have turned.
That's mine, though.
All right,
I want to be more focused on my relationship. I want to take it like to a
that's
really,
good.
Really good.
That's
level.
Good, brother. Hell yeah.
What about y'all? Finding love, or what's it looking like? What's your New Year's resolution?
Honestly, for me, my boy, it's all about business. For me, okay. I've been gone the whole year. I haven't been able to dedicate the time I wanted to my company, and like I'm trying to hit minimum 6 figures. I've started working with someone that does my SEO, that's running ads for me, and they've been paying off.
Oh, really?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like, he's bringing, like, leads and shit, or, like, what kind of thing?
Yeah, he runs my ads, and then people just submit a contact form with what they're looking for, then I call them.
You might have to get me in contact with that guy, bro.
Do you have any tips for car detailers? My younger sister,
yeah,
she's gay.
This motherfucker, bro, says this shit every time, bro.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I think she hates it, but it's funny. She's actually becoming a car detailer herself. And she detailed my car before a date. We don't talk about that girl anymore. she had like a crunch time, so she didn't get to do my car like completely done. But in the time that she did, it looked good. Like I was very satisfied with her work.
Never come to me in the 6 years I've been working?
Dude.
Damn. Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't. I did get you for a quote.
Oh, I
and
then he left me on scene.
I did though.
There you go. Hey, I hit you up there.
No, okay. So I think what you're asking is how does she go from ground up?
Just a little quick quick tips you could give her
from starter to where you're at now? Like, what's your record? Like, you know,
What I would tell people if I were to start all over again, I would 100% keep a full time job till I have what I have now. You know what I'm saying? Because in order to make money, you need to spend money.
There you go.
Boy, yeah. I've spent so much damn money that it's crazy. Like, sometimes it's not even money that's gonna bring you back a return on your investment. You just need that. You know, it's like I quit my full time job twice because I thought I was making money. I had a good couple weeks, like a good month, good 2 months, and I thought I was chilling. Oh, I'm like, oh, from here is sky's the limit. Bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
If slow months started kicking in, money wasn't coming in. I'm like, I got no job. My business ain't making money, and I'm like, I'm so fucked. I'm like, I'm over here spending money because I'm making money, right? I'm upgrading equipment. I'm buying more product. I'm buying business cards. I'm getting shirts done. Just spending money on in my lifestyle. You know, I kind of like having nice things, and I was trying to spend on myself while trying to grow a company, which was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Because you got to sacrifice one or the other.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You either, if you want to really grow a company, you got to sacrifice your personal life to grow a company. Once it's sufficient enough where you can just kind of step away a little bit, then, you know, you can kind of go do your own thing.
Dude, you're saying all the right things.
But, man. Yeah, I would 100% keep a full-time job till the side hustle
becomes the hustle.
Is making more money than your full-time job.
Yep.
Because the last time I had a job, I was making $500 a weekend while I was making $500 a week.
Right.
Working. So it wasn't making sense. I was working less, making more compared to a job where I was working more, making less.
Yeah,
math doesn't make sense, yep. Right? I caught up one of my homies over there in Duluth. He owns a detail shop. His name is Ed in Detail Auto Salon. I'll shout him out any day. I called him and I was like, hey, bro, I'm in a big predicament. He was like, what's up, bro? I'm like, look, the only reason I got this job was because I was trying to get prepared for the slow season, which is wintertime. Like right now, most detailers kind of, they slow down and they get a full-time job just to cover their bills and stuff. Boy, I've been so fucking busy, man. Like, I thought it was supposed to be slow season, you know? But, you know, knock on wood.
There you go.
But I caught him like, look, man, I've been making X amount of money. I've been at this job for 3 months. I only got the job because I thought it was going to get slow, and it didn't. I've been making more money working Saturdays and Sundays than I'm working this fucking job. 40-plus hours of every week for, like, $1,000 paychecks every 2 weeks. And I'm like, I'm working 10 days to make $1,000 where I'm working a couple hours on a weekend and I'm making double, triple that. He's like, bro, quit the job. I was like, say swear. He's like, bro, swear. He's like, quit that job. It don't make sense. You quit the job, you have more time to invest in your company.
Yeah.
Like, to go figure out ways how to market yourself, to do more jobs. And I'm like, bro, you're making so much sense. On the spot, that next Monday, I'm supposed to go in. I call up the little manager person on the phone, and I'm like, hey, big homie, I ain't pulling numb no more, fool. Like, I don't need this job no more. Fuck you. I bounced, and I ain't look back. They were like, you got to make sure you turn in your badge. I'm like, fuck your badge. I threw that shit in the trash. I don't need you no more. Fuck you. Like, I'm big homie now.
This man. Yeah, that's what's up. Yo.
Yeah.
Alyssa said, she was like, I'll fly myself out.
Damn. Ooh. Oh,
shit. That's what we're saying. You don't even got to pay for it, bro. Gentles. She's trying to see you, bro. We got to.
Most important things you learned since starting your business that you wish you knew before? Shit.
Oh, my wife's in the chat too.
Say what's up to the wife.
I'm right here, bro.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, you man.
What's one of the most important things you learned since starting your business? Shit. That's it's an easy question, but man, to really think about it, because no one's ever asked me that. Because I learned resiliency and determination like through the military, so that was nothing new. Like, but
maybe risk taking.
Yeah, I would say the more hands you shake, the more money you make.
Oh,
I wish that was something I learned.
Spitting, bro.
The slam poetry once again, brother. That's crazy.
I would say that's one of the biggest things. A lot of people don't like to network.
Yeah.
They're scared. They're scared to talk to
social
people.
Social anxiety, there you go.
They're scared of rejection. I'm like, man, I've been rejected so many times by women.
men shaking these men's hands don't mean shit.
If I get rejected by this man, okay, so be it.
No, that's good. That's actually my sister, she needs help with that, with like social.
It's like
to socialize.
So maybe how to put herself and like market herself.
Yeah, because she doesn't go out a lot. She has a girlfriend. She's gay, right?
This man.
But it's like she's what do you call it? This is girlfriend, and they live in a ranch. Nothing's around them. You know, there's no clubs. There's nothing.
Car shows.
There you go.
Those are big. One thing that my friend did tell me, he was like, "Bro, you gotta start going to all these local, like automotive shops, like places that do tint, places that do like sound systems, places that do wheels, rims, anything. Body shops.
Right.
All these places. Go to these places. Introduce yourself."
Yeah, I think that's what she helps, what she needs the most. Just learn how to talk, basically.
Yo,
learn how to
socialize. Social media, bro. TikTok. Hey, bro.
TikTok.
There you go. Reels, bro.
Michelle, you listening?
That's what help does. That's what help does, bro.
Yeah. It's been happening a lot.
On TikTok, we climbed to 10K fast, like, and then we've been stuck ever since.
I would also say it's like, social media, but I've made more money just by word of mouth than like through like people hitting me up on the Instagram. Okay. You know, I've been making money now from running ads, but that's at a certain level in business.
Right.
But I would say someone starting out, definitely start going to these car shows. You know,
have some business cards.
Because business cards are nice and cheap. Like, they're not too expensive.
Yeah. And like a lot of older people, like, you got a business card? And I'm like, nah, I got an Instagram or I got a Google.
Yeah, but what
like,
the fuck is that? Yeah.
I do need to get more business cards for sure.
Okay.
But, you know, start, you know, going to these shops and be like, hey, this is me. This is what I do. Sometimes you got to do work for free.
Right.
Sometimes people got to see what you can do.
Yeah.
And know your worth.
So maybe detail like one of your friends and shit, just so you have a card to like post and shit. And then people can see like, clean and
shit.
Get
your portfolio going.
Yeah, you got to.
I volunteer my car, by the way. My car is dirty as shit, bro.
Okay. No, yeah. I remember back in the day, like people wouldn't even I'll think about it. I'm like, bro, it's free.
Yeah,
they
wouldn't.
Why are you thinking about something that's free? Now, people hit me up and they're like, bro, what's your price on this? I tell them my price.
They'll be like, expensive.
And yeah, like, man, bro, you're expensive. I'm like, hey, bro.
Should have got it while it was free.
Exactly. You should have.
There we go.
I would have grandfathered you in.
Yeah.
There's people that have been with me for like three, running on 4 years now, that I clean their car every 2 weeks, every month. And I still have them at my older prices.
Right, yeah.
It's a sign of respect and it's a sign of appreciation for them.
For the loyalty.
I give them free stuff all the time, like free merch, you know, free extra services, you know, or if they ask.
Extra services, what do you mean by that, bitch?
None of that stuff. Nah,
in the chat, we got a rejection is redirection. She's spitting.
Oh.
I got an idea. You ever thought about when there's car shows to hit up people before to detail them? Yeah, hell yeah. That's be a good thing.
I have.
Like fucking.
Some of these people are also cheap.
Yeah.
People, there's a lot
they
of people.
They spend too much money. Like,
there's a lot of people in the car industry that they think of, some of them, they think of detailers as like the bottom. They're like, oh, why is a car wash so cheap? Why so expensive? I'm like, you clearly don't know what a detail is. I'm like, why are you paying so much for 4G autos? It's just metal.
Right.
You know, it's like they're just metal rims at the end of the day. Like, it don't make sense, right?
Yeah, and it's not like you're doing a quick little cleanup. You're like, I remember you told me you do like, I think you asked, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna need it. 6 hours. I was like, damn, 6 hours? You said 6 hours, right?
It's extensive. Like, especially when you have stains.
They call it detailing for a reason because you're getting them small details.
The details.
Exactly.
Yo, your future wife said, my cousin's husband has a successful detailing business. If you ever want to learn more or get to know or get to where he's at, all right, that's what's up, bro. We always appreciate that.
But I'm sorry. Right. The New Year's resolution. Yeah, was it on him or?
He said just grow the business and shit like that.
Business, get shredded. Make more friends and make more money.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's it.
All right. Austin? For me, I was, like I said, the gym. I was bulking this season. Now I'm trying to cut. Like he said, I'm trying to get shredded. I'm trying to have a tiny waist. I'm gonna continue my journey on the love life. I will continue. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, you can't just go 1 year and call it quits. You gotta, you gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? You gotta. I'm someone that
doesn't.
That's
what I'm fucking
saying.
You
can't give up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and time's running out. Time is running out.
No, it's not, bro.
Bro, I'm 24, bro. I should.
What are you talking about?
I had
about?
A plan, bro. I was like, dude, I'm gonna have a girlfriend. I'm gonna be shredded by 24. Boom. I'm on the way to getting shredded.
Marathon, not a race, bro. In my opinion, you gotta find somebody that adds value to your life and vice versa.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. You can't be the only one taking something from somebody because it's a partnership at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give and receive.
Yeah, I see it like as a team effort, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's also, you know, like we spoke earlier, mm-hmm. You know, you have your certain, like, things you want, like how you want your family to be run.
Right.
You know, I'm a little bit more traditional, but, mm-hmm. You know, you gotta find somebody that's going to, especially as a man, that supports you in your decision-making, like, not just says yes to everything, but he's like, okay, if your woman's like, oh, I think this is dumb, you know, maybe listen a little bit, mm-hmm. You know? Or like, especially when you got wife and kids, like your decisions don't only impact you, they impact your whole family.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And it's like, but also in my opinion, a woman, like let's say I'm trying to like maybe start another company or invest in something, like, Maybe just have a little bit of trust in me, you know.
I know exactly.
Kind of just like let me do my thing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, don't try to like tell me no. Like, it's too risky, man. The people that are the most successful are the people that have taken the most risk. The more risk you take,
the more payout could be.
Exactly. The more money you make, right? So I mean, that's a. That's just my take on it, bro.
No, that you're spinning facts. Yeah, like that's where I'm at. I'm experiencing that kind of thing where I have to like have that conversation. Like, yo, like, you know, you gotta put this trust. Like, and that's how we like you navigate. How you would navigate your family. That's how I navigate my family too. I'm like, yo, like, yeah, trust me. Like, I'm gonna do like make these kind of moves and shit. All I need is for you to be there to support. Exactly. Like, okay, cool. How do I help you? How can I be like, you know, an asset, like, type shit? That's the best thing. As a man, that's what you want to hear, bro.
Like, there's got to be communication, you know? Like, you got to lay out the plan, especially if she's your wife.
Yeah.
Why are you going to, like, withhold information? I'm like, no. Like, look, hey, baby, this is my plan. Like, we're here. I'm trying to get up to here. But there may things that I need to, you know, certain things I got to do. I may fail. Who knows? But that's... You know, that's where you have to take a chance.
Yeah, and she might throw some good ass ideas at you, be like, yo, like, I think this could be a cool move. And then that like puts it all on your plate to be like, okay, like, this is what we're gonna do. Like, put the pieces of the puzzle together and shit like that.
I would say that's what I want in a woman. Someone that not just only like don't really question me, but like maybe question me and saying like
with the intent of like, I got no trust in you. That's why I'm questioning you. That's what you don't want.
Like, question and with trying to help. You know, I'm like, oh, like, why are you choosing a black shirt or a white shirt? You know, I think the black looks better with you know, your color scheme of your business. Like, let's say, you know, I have a red and black business color theme. Why am I going to go choose like a green?
Green, yep.
I'm like, I think the green looks good. I'm like, babe, the black and the grays look better because, you know, and red look better because of your business.
Right,
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Shit. Let me change that real quick. You know, someone that actually adds value and genuinely wants to help you grow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. That was good. You know, that was yours, right?
Yeah, like you said, you know, more money, get shredded, finding love.
Get braces.
Yeah. Get braces. There you go. I forgot that one. Get braces.
They're not that expensive.
Be more disciplined, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like...
Yeah.
I think just because the holidays with the drinking's been kind of like taking over a little bit. But I'm, you know, just trying to cut it out. Just, you know, little by little. But yeah, those are my resolutions.
All right, that's what's up, bro. And that's where we're gonna fucking end it. But this is the last episode of the fucking year, bro.
Last camera standing right there in the middle.
Yeah, last camera standing. Fuck it, it is what it is, bro.
Happy New Year's,
everybody. We'll see you guys next year, bro. Happy New Year's. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to it.
Happy New Year's,
guys. Give us a 5-star, bro.
You better lock in this year, bro. Then Jim,
hey, lock in
for real.
If you enjoyed the podcast, go review it. You know, the review systems is messed up right now. So, you know, 5-star, leave it at that. You know, if you didn't like it, just leave a 5-star.
Yeah, leave us 5-star.
And tell us why you didn't like it. All right, bro. Go. We're out. Peace.
See you later. Thanks.